Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the virtue of using perfume. You know, it's very famous that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he was very fond of using perfume, giving it to others as gifts, receiving it as gifts. In fact, there's one hadith, the gist of which is that no matter how much money you use on, the purchase of fragrances and perfume, is not considered israf or wastefulness. In any case, we want to add the reservation here. We're not giving a general prescription for everybody to use perfume, even if it's harmful for them, they're allergic to it or whatnot. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who perfumes himself for Allah Most High will be raised on the day of resurrection, smelling more fragrant than sweet musk. Whereas he who perfumes himself for other than Allah," like for example, for an awful, unlawful purpose, let's say it's a, you know, God forbid it's a girl and she puts perfume on to, so that when she goes outside, she can attract the attention of men, you know, non-mahram men, or conversely, a man who does this to attract the attention of women, right? This is unlawful. And the effect of it, according to the Prophet in this hadith, will be that he will be raised on the day of resurrection, smelling more putrid than a corpse. Right? So this is something recommended. We should use perfume, and you know, of course, in a lawful manner. Anas ibn Malik also narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never used to refuse perfume when he was gifted it. If he was given a gift of perfume, he would accept it. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said that perfume is an amulet, is a remedy. It's an amulet against harms, or it's an amulet against diseases. It could be that it's an amulet against, trials and tribulations. It could be different meanings for this hadith. And Imam Sadiq, it's interesting to note that he said something to the effect that putting on perfume is not just simply the sirat and the conduct of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it is the conduct of all of the prophets. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Putting perfume on is a practice of the messengers, min sunanil mursaleen." In general, it's the conduct and practice of all of the prophets. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said the following: "The Prophet used to spend more on perfume than he did on food." This is quite interesting. He was very keen on spending his money on perfume. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Whoever perfumes himself first thing in the morning has his intellect working with him till nightfall." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of using perfume in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد.